ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good, good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, but I'll ask how your morning is. I'm not too sure if anyone's asked, or afternoon, shall I say. That's look really nice. I guess where we can start it is I'll start with you, Thuzo. I understand that there was a lot of training in regards to this role. So how was it actually, you know, transforming your body? Like, have you ever been in such a regime? Are you a gym person before this at all?
It was extremely hard, but it was a welcome hard, as I've always wanted to do action. Not necessarily a gym person, but understanding that, you know, going through this training was integral in building my character as well. Because through it, you know, I understood, I got a glimpse, a tiny, tiny glimpse of what would have been like for, you know, these people in real life, but also working with choreography and with our stunt coordinator, I was able to bring whatever research I'd done in building my character to the choreography itself. So her way of fighting is informed by who she is personally. It wasn't just about, you know, throwing kicks and punches for the sake of it, but it was hard, extremely, extremely hard, but yeah, a welcome hard.
Well, I'll dive in as well. So obviously one of the themes of the movies, the movie was sisterhood, but were there any fears in terms of like the slavery element? Because I feel a lot of black cast-led films in the past have been shunned upon, like looked at as if, oh, we're not another slave film. Like, how was it for you guys, you know, hearing about the movie, receiving the script? And obviously there is an element of slavery involved. Was there any fears from your side, or was you like raring and ready to get this one made?
Yeah, I definitely had a bit of concern. I wanted to make sure that it was definitely a much more nuanced take on that era of our history. As we know, Africans' involvement also in the slave trade was something that pinpointed to me and highlighted to me that this was a script that wasn't trying to be like the ones of the past. And also, you know, you're fixated on one character, Viola Davis's character, who has a whole lot of trauma and things to unpack. So we don't necessarily have time to get into all the problems of that era. So I think the way Gina had it balanced in the script was something that I was quite okay with, you know, when I started to read it. Because, you know, any other way, you know how it goes, man, it becomes, you know, slavery porn, and we don't want that. So the balance that was in the script was just good enough for me once I actually sat down to read it.
Cool. You both were amazing in the film. To you, John, your role, I just wanted to know, like, you were giving me real African dad vibes. So, like, how much of your dad did you actually channel into this role? Is this just a character you made for yourself?
I think it was a combination of many things. If you've ever been to Nigeria or met any of the Igwes, or a man in a powerful position, the kind of local African dad type of authority doesn't change, you know, it's still the same. So even at the highest level of him being a young king as well, I wanted it to be a role in which he could have fun, and you could tell that he was well traveled. You could tell that he had got somebody that told him about how to curl his hair, and he'd been around. And so when attaching it to obviously the history, because he's a real person, and then the combination of my dad and what myself and Gina had been discussing, that's how we reached the King Gezo that we have today.
Amazing. Thuza, I got another one for you as well. Just because, like, you know, there's parts of this is based on something which is true. Like, you know, it's made me do research, which I love about films when I get a chance to really look into things and say, oh, wow, this wasn't just made up. This isn't just Wakanda, shall we say. As you said, John, like, this is like real, right? So how was it seeing the image of a woman totally changed, and then also find out this is real, like this happened? And I read that Norway is actually a real person and apparently was like the last person to survive from the tribe. I don't know how true that is. It might have been somewhere written, Wikipedia somewhere, I'm not too sure. But, you know, how was it seeing the image of a woman be so different to how we normally see it casted, and you being a very strong role within the film?
It was refreshing. You know, because I come from a theatrical background. I did drama in university. And in theater, you can play anything. There are no confines. There are no limits. You could play an 82-year-old white woman. And it's just about you selling yourself to the audience and then believing in the, you know, the rules of the game that has been established. And then coming into this industry as a Black woman, and you're told you cannot be anything, you cannot be that which you aspire to be, is hard. And so to come into a movie like this and be something that I've always aspired to be without limits, where who I am, the fact that I exist in this body, was embraced to the point, again, where with the stunt coordinator, you know, I had a fitness and physical test as part of my audition for him to see what I could do. Embraced to that extent where we are choreographing stuff that works for me, you know, not just the character, but me as too. So we're doing flips and stuff, like testing my limits, doing what I can, not what the system has prescribed me to do. It was absolutely refreshing. And it's a story that I wish I could have seen growing up, because I know that it would have affected me in a different way. But I am happy that I am able to gift it, you know, to people coming up after me and to my nieces, if that makes sense.
Nice. Okay, cool. So let's talk about what it's like behind the scenes. Who was like, so two questions maybe. Who was the funniest person? And what was your favorite scene to shoot?
My favorite to shoot. I enjoyed all the stunt sequences. Every single one of them, because they were extremely hard. The conditions under which we worked were also hard, because we're like in South Africa in the eye of summer with the Cape Town winds doing what they do best, with the soil being like hot as hell. Like we had scenes where we would shoot it, then we would have to stop and put our feet in the ice. It was all very traumatizing, but amazingly beautiful.
I didn't have none of those experiences. I was under the shade most of the time. I mean, you guys watched the film. I was chilling most of the time. But yeah, I think watching the dancing.
Oh yeah, no.
That was
the people experiencing it hated it.
The people experiencing the dancing hated it, but watching it, glorious performance.
Yeah.
Encore.
sir. And Viola was the funniest. I think we agree on that. No?
Yeah. Like she's a funny person than that. You know.
Because it was behind the scenes.
I say there was a few all-stars, I can't lie, that were just, you know, belly rollers.
Any stories you could share?
Me and Jamie smuggled fried chicken on set because obviously these lot had to be on a diet. So there was all eating chicken breast, salad, water. And me and Jamie was just thinking, and Jamie plays King Gezo's favoured wife, Shante. And we were thinking that, you know, it's all good and well, you know, them doing these diets and stuff and looking good, but we're hungry. And we don't need to be like the rest of them. So we had to have a smuggling situation. I'm telling you guys, it's like prison break, trying to bring in these buckets, eat them without the smell going to set, get rid of the grease and the corner of my lips, and then come back to set as if nothing ever happened. And that's how we supported them.
I was gonna ask, following on from what you were saying, with Viola being the funniest and stuff, like how was it like being on set with her? Like how much did you learn from her and adopt into your sort of role as an actress?
Well, you know, it was great. Viola was great from the very first time I met her, which was during my audition process. I had a creative conversation with her about the character and the story itself. And then, you know, having gotten the role, she would call me, she would text me at 1 a.m. about questions, regarding the script. And I was thinking, why am I not up at 1 a.m. thinking about the script? You know, always, naps are life. and then, you know, training together, like suffering, like really suffering through training together, competing about the amount of sweat, like who sweats more, you know, like silly things like this. But then we were discussing this last week with Siv, that the fact that when you're with Viola on set shooting, you're so into your character that you're not actually seeing the subtleties that she brings to the character until you actually watch it on screen. So it's not like, you know, she's giving a masterclass in performance, because it's not a self-indulgent performance. She's just living 100% in her character, and you're doing the same with your character. And when you see it on screen, you go, oh snap, that is Viola Davis, which is something for me that in the past, like in watching Viola or Denzel, I'm the type to watch something that they're on, pause the TV and take stock of what they're actually doing in terms of applying their performance, you know, the detail of their performance. And so I am grateful that I got the opportunity to actually be with her in this space.
Same for you, John. How was your experience as well?
It was great. It's fantastic to witness everybody. I mean, between, you know, Viola pioneering this movie and being our leader in that sense, you know, it's great to watch her work on set. It's great to watch her make mistakes, you know, like anybody else, and be open to it, be open to discussions. I think there's a true definition of humility. It's not, you know, covering your own greatness. It's none of that, but it's actually the way in which you share it out with people. And I think she's just good energy. It's great banter.
Yeah.
That she's, you know, I felt like she was auntie, you know what I mean? For real.
What are some of the things that you feel like upon watching this film, it's going to be easy to get into like the action of things, and there's going to be some messages that are going to be in there, which I know are embedded in there. But what are the things that you feel people are going to miss and that you would want to sort of appoint them to make sure they pay attention to whilst watching this film?
I think it's the message of the diaspora.
Okay.
I think that message is in there. I've watched it four times now. The fourth time, I only realized. Six times.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're keeping count, love.
I am.
You're competing on the sweat again, right?
Today will be the seventh.
Oh, yes. Look, I trust your judgment.
Yeah.
But I think now watching it, I'm noticed moments in which the message to the diaspora is quite clear. But it only happens in like intricate moments, you know, like where the warrior played by Chioma, where she kind of feel some type of way that there's somebody from another tribe that's just been brought in, because a lot of these people that joined the army were from different tribes from all over West Africa. And once they were brought in, they had to integrate, learn the culture and become one. And I think that that's the major message of this is to the Black diaspora. The more and more we do this separation nonsense, the less we can move forward, you know what I mean? Because we are not a nation that's based in one place, on one land. You know, our history has made us scattered across the universe in a sense. And for me, it's like, you know, bringing that all together, that energy all together in a positive way, could be something special. You know what I mean?
Cool. So you play a 19-year-old character, correct?
Yes.
I was 19. So I know we have a lot of female listeners and they are going to be shocked. I'm not going to bait up your age, but when they do their research into you, they're going to be asking for skincare routines. Is there anything you can share with the ladies?
No, more than anything, I'll credit it to genetics, you know, because I grew up on Vaseline. You know, I've just applied Vaseline on my face, on my entire body.
Wow, I used to do the face rub with Vaseline.
Yeah, like my grandmother used to put Vaseline until she died, and she had like baby soft skin. Yeah, I only started like using products now in the industry because I have to wear so much makeup, and so I have to make sure that I clean it. But it's really about a cleanser, serum, and moisturizer. That's the maximum.
Water,
mind your business and drink water. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Tusa. What I was gonna say as well is like just interacting with you now, I can see there's like a mischievous side to you. And like, yes, you, yes. Yeah, and I can see that. In the film, you were quite defiant and you spoke back to your elders. Is this something that you were doing in your youth? Because I know in my family.
Never. I had a very, very strict grandmother who, when she was still working, was a school principal. So there was no space for that. Even with Nawi, like, it was hard for me to have a Black girl be that combative with an African woman. It just didn't make sense to me. I had to really find the wound where that fight or that, you know, that reactive violence came from, because I didn't buy it at first. I was like, there is no way. This is a very American thing for you to come at an elder like this. But there is a wound in Nawi where she has felt like she has to fight for herself. It's a means of survival more than anything.
Do you guys, you guys both have African backgrounds, of course. How do you guys think your parents will view this film out of all of the work that you guys have done?
Yeah, so far it's my parents' favorite. It's the movie that they understand the most. I think all the other films I've done, they like the visuals, but it's like understanding it is a whole other thing. But seeing their culture reflected in it, obviously my dad, you know, it's gonna feel some type of way that the enemy, the villains in this is our tribe. But, you know, but at least seeing the culture and seeing things, you know, accurately displayed in creativity and loads of good actors in it has made them feel very, very proud of the project. We actually went to South Africa together. Mm-hmm. My parents were there to see the movie and they really enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah. My sister loves it. Absolutely loves it. My niece loves it. Absolutely loves it. I don't have parents. That's why I say my sister.
Cool. Before we let you go, who else can we throw under the bus? Who kept on forgetting their lines? Or is everyone 100% professional?
Yeah, man. This is, you know. It's big money now.
Everyone's in job, yeah.
This is Sony. You know, Sony TriStar.
Yeah.
It's the real deal. You got to come with it. But I think we all push our characters so well that it's hard to forget those lines. Like, you can't wait to say them. Yeah. You know, I couldn't wait to call you beautiful and fierce.
You've already got nine wives.
But look, listen. Listen, Kigezo, you know, he saw the majesty.
Cool. So yeah, thank you guys. The movie's out in theaters now, The Woman King. Yeah, congratulations on it. Well done to you guys. Like, yeah, I've seen it twice. Amazing. I'll probably watch it a third time and then watch it again at home. But yeah, any last words for the people?
No, just love. Just love.
100%. We appreciate the energy and the love and the support that they've been throwing at us. Because we are proud of our project and we're grateful that they enjoy it.
Cool. Thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.